This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Egon von Greyers did a really good piece recently about the state of the economy, the coming global financial collapse, why it's now imminent. He used the story of Humpty Dumpty to explain that sometimes complex systems, once they are taken down, they really cannot be put back together again. Remember the old story of Humpty Dumpty, you know, sat on the wall, had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. What that's really talking about is that complex systems that are viable with logistics supply and with inputs that depend on many other inputs, lots of dependencies in the system. When those systems break down, you can't just glue them back together again. Like you can't take an egg, right? Smash the egg and then glue the egg back together again and make the egg whole again. Doesn't work that way. That's kind of what that, you know, children's tale or nursery rhyme or whatever it is, allegory, that's what it's referring to really, is complex systems. And so what Egon von Greyers was talking about, which I agree with, is that today's system is built on debt and a never-ending expansion of debt in order to drive the sky-high stock market prices and to drive the printing of money and to drive even more derivative instruments that are based on various forms of debt and so on. But underneath it all are the fundamentals of small businesses doing business on Main Street in every town and city across America. You know, it's the restaurants, it's the food distributors, it's the hotels, and it's the airlines, you know, travel industry related things. It's the entertainment industry, the zoos and the museums and the hair salons and all these things. And when those systems shut down, which is largely what's happened because of the COVID lockdowns, which were turned into punitive weaponized lockdowns by extending them for many, many months, which was totally unnecessary. But when all that happens, then the underlying cohesiveness of the complex system vanishes. And when that happens, then there will be a ripple effect over time to take down the upper hierarchical systems that depend on these complexities and interdependencies. In other words, you can't have a debt-based system that is sustainable if the underlying fundamentals of the economy, such as people freaking having jobs and going to work and earning money, if that all breaks down, everything else just becomes fiction. And so you end up with this incredible disconnect between the stock market and reality. And that's where we are now. Did you know that if it wasn't for five stocks, you know, the FANG stocks, if not for those five stocks, the stock market would have shown basically zero gains since about January of 2017, over 3 years. Almost all the action in the stock market is just these FANG stocks. And of course, those are being pumped up because of money printing, essentially, and free money handouts to the unemployed with the federal bailout money and the CARES Act and the Paycheck Protection Act and all of that. It's all fake. So there's this massive disconnect between the stock market numbers and the reality of where our economy is. A massive, massive disconnect that just can't be repaired by printing more money. See, it's debt that got us into this system in the first place. You can't get out of too much debt by printing more money and incurring more debt. But that's how these central banks are trying to do it, is to print more money, take on more debt to get us out of the debt problem that we're in. And it's not going to work, it turns out. You know, James Rickards talks about this. I forgot the name of the phenomenon, but there is a known economics phenomenon that says when your debt to GDP ratio is something under 100%, then incurring more debt has a very beneficial effect on GDP. But once you get beyond a certain threshold, and I think it's 100% or maybe 120%, something like that, and we are way past that, by the way, then new debt spending by the government does not generate the desired gains in GDP. And you end up creating more debt without the so-called payoff of that debt that you would expect to see in the economy. This is why the MMT advocates are wrong. You can't just print money without consequences. You can't just keep spending your way into economic abundance, so to speak, because at some point, all that spending ceases to matter. It no longer gives you the returns that you might have experienced with the early spending when you didn't have as much debt. So this whole system is about to crater. And I know I've done a lot of podcasts on this, but when it does crater, it is going to be beyond catastrophic. There's no way to describe it except for you to live through it. When you wake up one morning and your bank account is frozen, and you find out that everybody's bank account is frozen, and that no one has access to their money, and that the dollar isn't even recognized as money anymore, then you'll begin to see the reality of how apocalyptic this is going to be. When the entire global banking system shuts down overnight, and no one is allowed to transfer money, to cash a check, to write a check, to get money out of the ATM, to make a deposit, to make a withdrawal, nothing. The whole system is frozen for a period of time. All business shuts down in the entire country. People will, at that moment, have a bit of an awakening, and they will come to realize, holy crap, the whole system has been a fraud. When the fuel shortages become apparent, and all that shuts down, and you can't buy gas, and the agricultural sector shuts down, and there's no more transportation, and there's no more farming, and the food vanishes from our planet, and mass starvation kicks in, that's when people will say, oh my God, I never thought this could happen, and yet it's happening, and that day is coming. You know, food is only cheap because fuel is cheap, right? You take away cheap fuel, you end food abundance and food affordability almost instantly. Food is fuel in nutrient form. You know, food is essentially just fossil fuels converted into plants, you know, and meat. Even meat is just really just fossil fuels, you know, converted through plants into meat with a lot of water pumping in there to provide water to the ranch animals. So get ready, folks. The collapse is going to be here before you know it. It's going to be, well, look, I'll just say that most people are going to die. And I put out a free special report to try to save lives. It's called the Global Reset Survival Guide. You can get it for free. I'm not charging for it because this is so far beyond money. I just want a few people to survive who can help rebuild society. That's it. That's basically the whole purpose at this point. Collecting money is pointless. It's all going to become worthless if it's in dollars. You need to get this report because I can tell you how to financially survive and how to physically survive what's coming. It's about a 9-hour free audiobook. You can download it for free. It's for Natural News email subscribers only. So you just got to subscribe to the email, which is also free, and you'll get the download links. And you can download this audiobook plus the PDF transcript with photos and instructions and everything, all free. So watch for that. It's coming out on naturalnews.com. It may be out within, I don't know, 10 days or 2 weeks after you hear this, something in that time frame. Hopefully by the end of July. That's the goal. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.